Look, at fair start web programming. Two things before I get started. You can't go through life without becoming a programmer. It is simply unsafe. Two, all of this will sound like gibberish, but we have to talk about it, because becoming a programmer is very important. The following text is for people who know they must learn programming, who want to learn programming, but who are constantly betrayed by their starting point. It happens all the time. Please, you are having problems with learning programming because those fine starting points are very rare. Currently, Node-RED, Electron Fiddle, P5.js. Now that is some slim pickings. And they don't go far enough for user interfaces. They hardly make any headway. What you really need is a very sturdy list of non-nested places where you put different flavors of reactive and sometimes normal data in. Events, packets, actions, functions. And that data bounces around where server push packets become app actions and click events are connected to functions, reactions, behaviors, and other interestingly named doodads. A place where you can say, okie dokie, I have this messy little fuzzy thing, where do I put it, how do I categorize it? And not just send it down to some other pocket, but also combine actions or events, aggregate them. For example, easily stating, fire ready when you receive loaded and start. Loaded would come from a URL fetch thingy, and start when the application is started in the program. Tough things to combine together, and yet here you are. You have to remember that events happen in time, and during load operations when your program is already off kilter, sometimes you end up in a situation where an event comes through but your plugin is not yet initialized to hear it. Events, event emitters, event aggregators, event source are all really good ideas. But to make them useful in a user interface application, you have to cap them with signals. Unlike events, signals hold data. Signal loaded, initially set to false, listens for loaded events all the way from the start, and then switches its value and keeps that value. So you don't subscribe to events, they feed into signals. You subscribe to signals, though events are available as well. Signal will betray its value right at subscription. And if the value is still a default, eventually, that event emitter will send an event that will flip the signal or change its value to something. You're already listening to this signal. So signal captures in the past and signal captures in the future, as far as working with events is concerned. Signals are useful for many things. This configuration object approach would make some people call this declarative programming, but it's actually just a config file that flattens, not cheapens, the app surface. Furthermore, listening to a signal means you have to unsubscribe when you're done listening. This becomes a huge mess. And thus, it must be handled by the application or the underlying system. It must be done through nested disposable contexts as well, so that an application context can be branched for a specific plugin and then a form in that plugin. And here, a plugin can say, well, dispose of the form connections, and that will work perfectly fine, if the plugin is stopped, the plugin can say, dispose of myself, and the memory will be freed correctly. And of course, the parent application can start disposing of itself. Now, this would begin at the most nested levels first, so it would be the stuff deeply buried within plugins. Everything would be cleaning up after itself. Very convenient. And yes, all the code must be sorted well. I remember looking inside Photoshop 3 or some such in 2000s and nodding at the plugins folder. Yes, I will do this someday. So you absolutely need plugin architecture to keep everything nice and clean. And this is as simple as app.useMyPlugin, where the plugins receive the app reference and do whatever they need with it. This is also how you work with AI. You don't want AI rewriting your entire application every time something changes. You just make it work on a single plugin at a time. And since everything is relying on the application bus, the app object is the main emitter for all the plugins, AI will be aware of all the major events. When you start learning programming on a shiny flat surface, your world becomes clear to reason about, to learn from, and the AI benefits from that as well, of course. The user interface continues being a massive problem. The correct technology is HTML, but you must never lose control. And that means no tree diffs and secret patches, no large abstract components that obscure simplicity of HTML and CSS. It means backbone views were somewhat correct, and yes, they must be nestable. And the areas of your user interface that need live updates need the concept of regions. Here, you can make careful bidirectional binds from element to signals, or just slam safe HTML into it. Regions are delicate annotations of parts of UI, right around where your components nest. The concept of a region exists because the notation is simple. You have a named region that you can reference and or automatically wire somehow. Just because forms exist, and today users lose their cursor if you replace HTML wholesale, this is not a reason to turn everything into virtual trees that quietly diff and patch. Web components feature here as well, also a great idea, but as elements to which you deliver configuration to through your plugins. This alone, in context of UI especially, shows that programming is simple. If you just don't try to dominate it or force it, just go with the flow, extend what you have, use good ideas. Finally, one of the AI applications I made today uses similar architecture, and I previously created a visual programming language with it. I can tell you very well what the key is. If the configuration does not look pretty after you add a new feature, or if it fails to enhance the whole, the feature does not belong in the bootstrap. An example of that would be data synchronization. It doesn't belong here. Ask your AI to create a simple version of CouchDB or PouchDB that first synchronizes with local storage, and then the local storage wrapper synchronizes with the server, and then with all the other users. It's a nice and reliable mechanism that doesn't overwrite data by default. A good example of a beautiful configuration is button.hello connected to show:greeting. Button.hello is a CSS selector. It means button with a class hello. Show:greeting is an event name. It is in a category or on a bus, show, and it is named greeting. Then you just add an event handler that calls a JavaScript function in your code. In this setup, all you have to do to make a button clickable is just select it through a selector. So you say button and then which. All this bouncing around creates flat pockets to which you add more CSS selectors and handle events from even stranger places. In two words, it is just a configuration file that creates a supremely flat surface. And even though you don't clearly see it yet, the most powerful part of it all is the event math or event aggregation, the combine the latest, or the creation of a ready event based on other events whose values you first match. See, your problem is not that programming is too hard. It is that there isn't yet a powerful and respectful surface that you can stand on, where it is safe to focus all your attention and not end up with a defunct backbone 15 years from now. So you don't install the application as a library. It is a lightweight application template with plugin architecture and free and open source as heck. And yes, AI does perceive some level of misdirection because of the way we bounce things around. The AI has no trouble understanding where everything goes, and all it takes to fix it is just some comments. I tested one of the more limited AIs today, and it worked great. It chose to use the framework over its own madness. For everything else, there are the filter graph languages, and they have the application events and signals and other things sent into them so that they can shape them and route them across networks or tabs or windows or databases. For everything else, including plugins, you just ask AI to write it all out for you. It should be noted that you can nest an entire app inside a plugin. You get your own main region and you can attach anything to that element. So as long as you clean it up, it's no trouble. And you can still have all the tools and data and even an AI harness around it. Again, it's just a configuration file and some app.use plugin statements. Most people, once they learn a programming language, race forward, giddy with newfound superpowers. They forget to turn around and leave an invitation behind, where they once stood in great confusion, wondering if perhaps programming is just too hard for them to understand. It wasn't, and it isn't.